Disneyland. On Monday, the Hardings decided to spend a relaxing and fun day at Hong Kong Disneyland. Disneyland is not only popular with Hong Kongers, but also with a lot of people traveling to Hong Kong. Every year, millions of people from China travel to Hong Kong as they want to visit Disneyland. None of the Hardings had been to Disneyland before, either in Hong Kong or anywhere else. Neither Jack nor Jill had ever been to Disneyland before. "How are we going to go to Disneyland?" Jill asked Jack. "We can either take the MTR to Lantau Island and change trains to Disneyland, or we take a bus to Lantau and change buses there," Jack answered. "I would like to go by bus," Cecilia said. "We can sit on the upper deck and enjoy the view." The others thought this was a good idea. Before they left the hotel, they applied sunscreen so as not to get a sunburn. Then they took their rucksacks, in which they had some water, sunscreen, and a few other things. Then they went to the nearest bus stop. It was still early in the morning, but it was clear that it was going to be a fine day. Not one cloud could be seen in the blue sky. The sun was shining, and of course the air was hot and humid already, which was normal for the weather in the tropics. "Which bus are we waiting for?" Cedric asked at the bus stop. "We need the airport bus," Jack said. "Look, we're lucky. There it is already." The bus stopped, the doors opened, and the Hardings got on. The fare for the journey was deducted from their octopus cards. Then they went up to the upper deck. They were lucky to get seats at the front of the bus. The view from there was marvelous. Other people on the bus had suitcases along or were busy checking their passports and air tickets. The Hardings didn't have their luggage with them as their holiday wasn't over yet, but seeing other people on the way to the airport made them wish that their holiday was a lot longer and that they didn't have to go back home in a few days' time. Each time the bus got near a bus stop, there was an announcement telling everyone where the bus was going to stop next. Then the bus crossed Tsing Ma Bridge, which they all recognized at once, and they were on Lantau Island again. A huge merchant ship was in the sea on their right, and ahead of them they were amazed to see the shore go all the way to the airport, where a huge aeroplane was just taking off. Then they heard the announcement for their bus stop. They went down and got off the bus after it had stopped. The bus to Disneyland was already waiting at the bus stop. It was crowded, but it soon set off and took the Hardings to Disneyland. From the bus stop they had to walk quite a way to the crowded entrance to Disneyland. It was hot in the sunshine and there was no shade, so that they were all sweating by the time they reached the entrance. An announcement told them about the different tickets they could buy. There were single tickets and tickets for 1 year, but Jack bought a family ticket for 1 day, of course. At last they could go into Disneyland. They had been looking forward to it for a long time and were quite curious about what they would see there. "Where shall we go first?" Jill asked. "We can either go to drive a car or to a roller coaster called Space Mountain." "I want to go to the roller coaster," Cedric said. "No," Anthea said, "I don't like roller coasters. I want to drive a car." "All right," Jill said, "I also don't like roller coasters. Who wants to drive a car can come with me, and who wants to go on the roller coaster can go with your dad." While Jill and Anthea go to drive a car, the others set off for the roller coaster. The roller coaster is in a huge building. Jack and the three children go inside. They are lucky that there is only a short queue. After just 5 minutes, they are all seated in the roller coaster. The roller coaster set off into a dark tunnel that went upwards. There were strange lights ahead of them, and they were curious about what they were going to see. When they reached the top, the roller coaster came out into a huge open space. They could see stars, planets, spaceships, and strange lights. Then the roller coaster went down. It became very fast, and a lot of people in the roller coaster began to scream. Was everyone screaming? No, some people were grinning happily. After the roller coaster had gone through the dark space, very fast the bright light appeared ahead of them. When they reached the light, the roller coaster stopped at the platform and everyone got out. The breathtaking ride was over. When they left the roller coaster, Jill and Anthea were already waiting for them. "Well then," Anthea said to Cecilia, "how did you like the roller coaster?" A man walking past them was groaning, but Cecilia grinned happily at her sister and said, "It was marvelous. It's a pity you didn't come along." "You must be joking," Anthea said. "You know I don't like roller coasters. Anyway, where are we going to next?" "Let's walk in this direction and see what we find," Arthur said. They walked off in the opposite direction they'd come from. After a few minutes, they heard a steam train. They were curious to see it and walked towards the noise. Soon they saw the train. Was it really an old-fashioned steam train? No, it wasn't. Appearances can be deceptive. It was made to look like an old-fashioned steam train, but really it was an electric train. "That looks nice," Cedric said. "Can we go on the train, please?" "Well," Jack said, "we can either go on the train or we go for a boat ride over there." This time all the Hardings wanted to go for a ride on the train. They got on the train at the station. Then the train slowly went around Disneyland. There was no air conditioning on the train, but their seats were in the shade. When they got off the train again, they were near the restaurant area. They didn't have to look for a restaurant, as there were several restaurants nearby. "It's almost noon," Jill said. "We can either have lunch now or go for another ride and then come back again." They decided to have lunch first and entered a nice-looking restaurant. They were all sweating and were happy to get into the shade and the cool air of the air conditioning. "I must say the air conditioning feels great," Jill said. "I'm sweating like a pig." "Yes," Jack said. "How would Hong Kongers live without air conditioning? I certainly wouldn't want to try it. The weather in the tropics is much too hot and humid to live without air conditioning." They looked around the restaurant. It was already crowded, and the smell of many different kinds of food was in the air. Everywhere people were eating and chatting happily at their tables. It was a self-service restaurant. The Hardings went to queue patiently at the food counter. When it was their turn, each of them took a meal they liked. While Jack was busy paying the bill, there was no need to leave a tip as they were in a self-service restaurant, the others looked for a table. There was a terrace outside where some people were seated, but the Hardings decided to stay indoors where there was air conditioning. What did they have to eat? Arthur and Jill decided to have fish and chips. Jack had some meat with a bowl of rice and vegetables. Cedric had some beef with beans, potatoes and a bowl of rice. Anthea had a piece of cheese and tomato pizza, and Cecilia had some fried rice and a tomato salad. It was a narrow table with no tablecloth on it. Arthur and Jill had knives and forks to eat their food. Jack, Cedric and Cecilia used chopsticks, and Anthea ate her piece of pizza with her hands. After they'd finished lunch, the Hardings went to the nearby cinema. They watched a film in 3D at the cinema. The rest of the afternoon they spent enjoying different rides before they decided to go back to their hotel. They all thought that it had been a marvelous day out.